are Americans out there, the ones that are flocking to his performances, are they out there saying we've had enough and they're just going to, all the whole state will go out and support Trump to get back at the media, which is really the tech body? Is that what's going on? The people are just getting so fed up, they're going to form an international army supporting Trump?
8/11 of your new tech body has prescribed with Mark Levin that the only laudable solution is to call forth a constitutional convention. And within the confines of a constitutional convention, we can clean up all these little fritter-frat phrases that people are getting so hung up on. Okay? And once that's done, it'll be settled. And now that's what they all have to give their pledge to uphold is the Constitution. And if they're not going to hold, they're not going to use the Constitution, they need to sell it to Mexico, because they're damn sure not using it presently. But beyond that, they need to come to some laudable place, but they're not driving the narrative. As Bob says, so what you're saying is that the idiots indeed are running the asylum. We go, uh-huh. But see, now you say, and Trump is right with his words, what he's saying, but those people aren't doing this to him. This is all staged, created, the tails wagging the dog.
Well, this Trump's doing it. You're saying Trump is running the thing.
Well, he's playing what's been, he's doing what we're doing, Bob. He's working with what he's got. And
what you got Bob. He got Bob. Dead heat.
Wait now. And what is, what does President Trump have? What's his best ally? What's his best, retort? Presently, that's you, Bob.
Yeah.
Presently. You're the best.
And you got Bob. Bob, I'm doing this first. I'm causing all this stuff. I demand to have a constitutional convention.
Go back. Now, Bert, you've been good with this now. You've been very good, and you've been studious. If you actually go back and listen to what Bob's been saying, before this was, you go, oh, come on now, Bob, you've lost your fucking mind. What the hell?
I would not say that.
KLN, and I run the world, and lockdown Bob world, and FEMA cramps, and
King of Canada, King of Canada.
And all this King of Canada and all this crazy shit. It's like, come on now, you got, how narcissistic do you have to be to even embrace that kind of stuff? You need to be embarrassed to even come up with it. And guess what? Guess what? This shit is coming true! And all of a sudden it's a place. Now he's got meetings. Now he buys things. Now he owns libraries. Now he's going to malls and shopping and seeing what he can decide. Now, true, Carolyn, I say, he doesn't even know how much money's in the bank. Okay. We'll give you that because he has no clue. Okay. But in his defense, though, he never did know how much he had in his account either. So, just saying, it's nothing's changed from status quo. But you're right. He's making big swing pitches, not knowing with what he's pitching with. I'll give you that. But the big magical point is that this shift is the implosion that everything is said and told about. The Book of the Dead tells about it. The Revelation told about it. Ezekiel told about it. The Quran tells about it. I mean, the Diyas talk about it. The Taoists talk, every religion comes back to talking about this very thing. The fall of the EU is the completion or the beginning of the completion. We said when it started that it was going to fall, and everybody said, no, it can't. And now they're staying still, it can't. Now, in the last second, they've come up with one way that it could work with Ireland, and they're going to make a deal, and it'll be a clean Brexit, where they'll protect the border, but they'll let them do what they want to do, and that's fine. And at 9 seconds, who the fuck cares? I mean, they're going to have to import everything they got there anyway, so that's fine. But, I mean, it's almost a moot point anymore, and that was the deal of the deal of the deal of the deal. Now, the EU's pumped up. The EU's all pumped up. It's like, no, wait a second. If they can leave, what are we doing here? And then the next thing you know, Italy's going to start bringing them lira out of the basement. They didn't throw their money away. They're going to bring them lira. They're going to throw them euros down. We triangulated a euro cost being valued at $0. How long ago, Bob? How long ago?
The zero? About 5 years ago. 7 years ago.
No. The triangulation where the euro was going to zero, that was early on, Bob.
Well, that's what I mean. 7 years ago was early on.
No. It's before that.
Oh, nine.
Yeah, okay. 10 years ago. You like that number? 10. Take it. At least. you barely arrived 10 years ago.
Well, fine. And that was pretty early on from the standpoint, before they had the same way that they had was raging with Bitcoin before they had ever figured out blockchain. That's an anomaly in and of itself. It wasn't solving itself. It was what they were pumping. But set that aside. The whole system is so topsy-turvy and not based on anything that somebody can take it over and completely run it. When they realized in the fall of the implosion that no one knew who owned the properties that everyone foreclosed to, everybody lost their house. And then they finally found out that no one knew who really owned the fucking property. It had been bought and sold so many times within the system that people didn't know who lost. Like, you lost all your money. Well, where's my property? Well, we're not sure.
That's 11 years ago, 2008.
And that's the point. That's when it started. That's when they realized something's up. Now, the chip body was kicking it on all gears. Bob has played that goddamn chip body to death. I mean, to death. That mystery landscape knew something, and the android meme was something. The manipulative fucking going on is just unimportable. You couldn't even get there from itch and scratch. And people didn't know what they was doing, and just keep typing that something would crash, and then Bob would say, "Never fear." Just keep typing. And goddamn, they just went at it. Yeah, you could hear Carolyn in the background just typing this. Boy, just typing them out. She's about it out. It's like Bob says, everything's okay. I'm going to go to the beach. It's going to be just fine. Y'all just keep typing. It doesn't matter. Gloom, despair, and agony is but a type away. Just keep on type your cares away. And they did. They did.
I just realized I was always telling Carol to keep typing, but they tapped me, and it went out over the mass media, so they thought I was telling everybody to keep typing. I was just telling Carol to keep typing.
Right.
It became a national meme.
What happened to Standard Charter, for sure.
Okay. Yes.
So now, you've got this monster. Feed me, Seymour. Feed me, Seymour. Now what's happened is you've lost control. So now what happens? Up until just lately, it was pick a side or figure it out. Now, and you can pick up on it. You've picked up on it, Bert, and that's why we adore you, if we do. Giving you the ability and capacity to have abject thought and actually glean things objectively. Okay? Now, some would say you're a little too agreeable. You agree a little too quickly because Bob will fight to the end of time just to be fighting. You know, it don't bother him. He don't care. He don't know nothing anyway, so he says. Can't find out anything, so he says. And he's learning a little something now, so he says. Then everything he said all these years is coming true, so he says. And then what happens is it's starting to bump into the place where it's becoming touchable. And even the things that aren't yet, they're now all of a sudden plausible, meaning Bob has but to say it, and then it pops up and everybody's talking about it.
Mm.
Do you realize before Carolyn started talking about RNA, nobody was talking about RNA? They didn't know what ribonucleic acid was. They talked about DNA. But she started talking about RNA, which really didn't have that fucking much to do with magnesium. The Paula Deen was the butter queen, and Carolyn Deen was the magnesium queen, and that was pretty much how the world worked off at that point. That's all there was to it, you see. And everybody's done now, hell, every body lotion, shit, they got butt soap for your butt. This is RNA 45, new butt soap. It's RNA 45, Boudreaux's butt grease. Here we go, RNA 45 with only the finest RNA applied directly to your Boudreaux's butt grease cream. So all of a sudden it's caught on, and now everything is based on it. Well, that's good because that validated Carolyn's position. You see, you got to tell them what it is. But that's in the old regime. Now the new regime, it's taken over and it tells you. Now you ask Google how to spell something, and now there's words that aren't found in Google anymore. Look for adagium.
Ion. When you, maybe 10 minutes ago, you mentioned some person, and you said 8/11 of the tech body. Now, 8/11 of the tech body last week or the week before was you. But now you're saying that 8/11 of the tech body, so the tech body has changed. Are you saying now that it's no longer 3/11?
No. 8/11 of the tech body is choosing how it goes.
Oh. That's you, correct?
So far, yeah. That's if you've noticed, we've got quite a missive disposition lately.
Yes.
Have you noticed that?
Yes, I have.
You may have to quit calling us Ion and start calling us Chuck, because you're going to find out we rarely give a fuck anymore. We're good. Y'all did this. Y'all pumped it full. And now it's running over. We've said every word that can be said. We've laid out every path that can be laid. We've done everything that can be done. Now, it's coming along quick. Not well. We'd say you got a minute, but now, Bob's ready to hit the email to tell Barb to get out. He's got emergency email. We've got Siri. Hey, Siri. Make sure you keep and refresh the email patterns when we have to push the button. Tell them to get out. Oh, Siri saying, got to unlock your iPhone first. Listen, she's on it. Did you all hear that? She said, you got to unlock your iPhone first. She's saying she's on it. Getting those emails ready to send them to tell Barb to get out right quick before it all comes burning down. That sounds ridiculous. When we said that originally, that sounds ridiculous. Bob was like, oh, my God, what in the hell is this ridiculous? California's not going to burn, Ion. What are you talking about? Okay, boy, we're going to have to see. You've had a pretty good run, but California's burning? Really? We said, well, especially paradise. Oh, they're going to burn paradise. Paradise is what they're going to burn. Yeah, we played the song. They burned paradise and put in a parking lot. And we played the song back in the day, and they laughed and laughed and laughed. Oh, Jake over there eating bacon, and Tina just giggling, and all of them just laughing, taking on of all these crazy things said, just amazing. Well, they ain't playing no more. So the point now is, Time's up. Now you set the motion, set in motion the perfect storm. And it's wonderful. Any questions?
Yes.
Better make them be about Bob.
Well, you've been saying it since when you first got back, Ion, that time was up. But now you're saying that the clock, if there is a clock, is 0-0. The game's over. Now it's an open field. It's on.
Here's what's got to happen, though. The only reason to tell anybody anything is so that you can get yourself together. Get right. Okay? This can go either way you want it to go. It can be a smooth flight, or it can be a white-knuckle flight. It's all right either way you go. Some folks aren't having any trouble whatsoever. Some folks don't have a clue. They're concerned, as well they should be. Now, bring it back home from a nice level. See, Bob's got a lot of responsibility now, okay? He's ushering in the kingdom. He's got access and got to do things to make those other issues available and appropriate. Like bread of living water, as he's called it since day one, all right? And the ability and capacity to supply consistently to those people that will engage it. Okay. Well, he can work that out pretty good. He's working hard. We got people. Bob has people working hard to make that all a reality, simply and seemingly, and he's got some help. Don't think Bob's going to get his hands dirty. You can believe that. If he does, the rest of his day is going to be washing them nasty hands. You can know that. But past that, if everybody in Carolyn can survive it, it's all going to be okay, y'all. We promise. If you won't mess with the staff and Dr. Dean, we're doing all we can do to keep the boat floating just for our Bob. So once that kicks in and it applies, you got to be ready and start applying and connecting your ascension. You have to have an ascension plan, a program. And if you've had a question about ascension, we expect you better get it up quick now. We don't know what quick means, but we wouldn't go to bed before we had a good plan in place.